Coroner reveals Anne Heche cause of death. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 18, 2022. The Los Angeles County Coroner has determined Anne Heche's cause of death was smoke inhalation and burn injuries. According to a report by TMZ, in a tragic event listed as accidental, Heche died from smoke inhalation and thermal injuries that she sustained after her cocaine-fueled fiery car crash, in which she sent her blue Mini Cooper barreling into a woman's Los Angeles home, setting it ablaze. The coroner added another significant factor contributing to the Donnie Brasco star's death was a sternal fracture due to blunt trauma, meaning that part of her chest was crushed in the accident, which left the actress in a coma for the last week of her life. On August 5, Heche reportedly hit a garage door with her car and then fled the scene, speeding through local streets, before ultimately crashing her vehicle into a residential home, completely demolishing it. Doorbell camera footage shows the actress' car speeding down a street, just moments before the sound of a massive crash can be heard. Watch below. Audio from a 911 call at the scene of the crash was later released. On the call, a seemingly distressed man can be heard telling a 911 dispatcher, "A car just went through my neighbor's house." Then Miss Hale, the woman who owned the dwelling Heche crashed into, narrowly escaped with her life, according to another neighbor. Video footage of the inside of the home showcases the extent of the damage Heche did to the property, putting Ms. Hale's neighbor's comment into perspective. Watch below. After the crash, Heche was pulled from the wreckage by first responders. Aerial video footage of that moment also shows the actress appear to sit up in the stretcher before trying to break free. Watch below. The 6 days, 7 nights star was then taken to a local hospital where her blood was tested, resulting in authorities discovering the actress had cocaine in her system at the time of the crash. Heche died on August 12, after spending a week in a coma at a hospital and being taken off life support. She was 53. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.